It's time for a look at sports. I'm Jared Pettis on the local side, a KFMO Classic next week. It is our first of eight in our KFMO Classic series, rebroadcasting eight of the best games from the past broadcast season. We start out with the Class 3 sectional when Jefferson hosts Kingston in a game that which Paul Hamilton's Kingston Cougars won their first state playoff game. We'll have coverage at 6 o'clock on Wednesday, a rebroadcast of the Class 3 boys basketball sectional. And the KFMO Classics air every Wednesday on KFMO in June and July. From the Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals began a four-gamer with the Colorado Rockies back at Busch Stadium on Thursday. To tell you all about it, here's the Cardinals Radio Network.
Last night at Busch Stadium, Sonny Gray and the Cardinals fell behind 1-0. A walk in the third inning turned into a run on a force play ground ball by Charlie Blackman, who beat out a double play. Initially, it was called a double play, but after a review, the call was overturned, 1-0 Colorado. Then Colorado ran their way to two runs in the third inning with a single, and with one out, a stolen base by Brenton Doyle, who singled. And then Jake Cave walked. They pulled off a double steal. Michael Tolia drove in a run with a ground out, and what proved to be the winning run scored on a wild pitch. The Cardinals fought their way back as they sent seven men to bat in the sixth inning, scoring two times, once on an RBI hit by Michael Ciani, the other on a throwing error by the shortstop Ezekiel Tovar. But the Cardinals weren't able to break through and get Paul Goldschmidt home in the ninth inning, and the Rockies won 3-2. Cal Quantrill over Sonny Gray with Tyler Kenley getting the save. Lance Lynn will make the start tonight against former Cardinal Oscar Gomber. I'm John Rooney.
Card starter Sonny Gray on his recent struggles to throw strikes.
It's a trending in the wrong direction, so got to come in and come up with a plan moving forward and get back on track.
Shortstop Mason Wynn says despite the loss, the offense had good at-bats.
We're taking good ABs. You know, we got that starter out pretty early, got his pitch count up. I think 1-9, we're feeling pretty solid right now. It sucks we couldn't pull it through, but guys are putting some good swings on it.
Game two of the series is tonight. Coverage at 6:20 with first pitch at 7:15. Other Major League Baseball happenings. The Los Angeles Dodgers put a smackdown on Pittsburgh 11-7. Cincinnati over Chicago 8-4. And Marcell Ozuna went 2-for-4 and had his 18th homer of the season in Atlanta's 5-2 victory over Washington. And Arizona topped San Diego by a run 4-3. American League action, that same score is Kansas City over Cleveland, again 4-3. The New York Yankees sweep the Minnesota Twins with an 8-5 winner. And in Toronto, the Blue Jays hold off a Baltimore rally. The final score is 6-5. The Orioles scored four runs in the last two innings. And Boston put up 14 runs on Chicago, the White Sox winning 14-2. Jaron Duran goes 4-for-5 with the homer, and the White Sox have lost 14 straight. That is the largest losing streak in franchise history. And the Seattle Mariners take 2 of 3 against Oakland, winning on Thursday 3-0. Brian Wu went 6 innings, allowed 2 hits, and picked up his third win. Major League Soccer, St. Louis City SC plays on Saturday. They'll host Portland at City Park in St. Louis with kickoff at 7:30. And UFL, the St. Louis Battlehawks get San Antonio at home on Sunday in the XFL Conference Championship with kickoff at 6. Head coach Anthony Beck says he wants to see a record crowd on Sunday's Conference Championship game.
Anybody that lives in the city of St. Louis needs to show up for this game, okay, next week and hopefully the week after that. But let's start with the next week's game. Just incredibly blessed to have a fan base that cares as much as the St. Louis fan base does. You guys continue to show up, and it is vital that St. Louis comes in droves. We need them. Bring one friend, and this place is full. That's kind of how easy it is.
From there to the NASCAR Cup Series, they race at Sonoma Raceway on Sunday. The Toyota Save Mart 350 will have coverage Sunday at 1:30 on KFMO with the Performance Racing Network. Game one of the NBA Finals was on Thursday night. The Boston Celtics get the win 107-89. 107-89, Jaylen Brown leads the Celtics with 22 points. And off the bench, Kristaps Porzingis had 20 points in his return from injury.
It wasn't ideal that I was out for such a long time, but I did everything I could to prepare mentally for this moment coming back. And it paid off, and we got the job done tonight and had a good game and happy about the result.
Dallas's Luka Doncic led all scorers with 30 points. He also contributed 10 rebounds in the loss, and Kyrie Irving was held to just 12 points.
They came out and hit us in the mouth early, got the home crowd going into it, down 17 in the first quarter. It's not really like us to give up 37 points. It's happened to us before in the playoffs, but we just want to make it a lot tougher on them.
Game two of the series is Sunday at 7 o'clock on ABC, Dallas at Boston. And in NHL, the Stanley Cup Final begins tomorrow at 7 on ABC. Edmonton is at Florida. Edmonton head coach Chris Knobloch, how is the Stanley Cup Final different from other games?
There's more media requests. There's more interviews. There's just more attention. There's more things in the papers. And I think it's good just to have those guys who've gone through it all and just settling everything down and making it feel like just a regular game.
Florida left winger Matthew Tkachuk, what is the game plan against Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl?
It's a group effort, never one person. We've got a really good defensive team here. I think that just speaks to how 20 guys have bought into it.
Tkachuk again, how is this team different than the team a year ago that made a run to the Stanley Cup Final in Florida?
We have buy-in from everybody, contributions from everybody. We're a deep team. We're a very committed team and very relaxed team. Last year we were kind of just riding that high and rode it all the way to the finals.
And a team from Canada has not won a Stanley Cup since Montreal did it in 1993. Edmonton right winger Corey Perry says his team is not focused on ending the cup drought.
We're just focusing on ourselves and what we have to do and what's at stake. I mean, everybody knows what the drought's been out there. It's been talked about and we all know about it. So it doesn't need to be said anymore. It's just a matter of what we have to do.
Game one of the series tomorrow night, Edmonton at Florida at 7 o'clock. That's sports. I'm Jared Pettis.